The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this important episode of Life Today.
Pause the TV for a moment and go call as many friends as you can and tell them to watch this program. The content of what James is going to share is life-changing.
James and Betty sit down with Sheila Walsh to discuss an alarming problem and what's being done to address it.
And it's the oil in the light of Christ in these people who are heading people off from total destruction.
Coming up next.
I'm James Robinson, and my wife Betty will be talking to Sheila Walsh in just a few moments. I want to welcome you to Life Today, but I really want to make something clear. Let me just try to communicate as directly as I can with you. I don't know if you'll ever watch a few minutes of television that will be more powerful in transforming lives that were totally hopeless. So I know that if you were in a battle and you just said, "Boy, I wish I could hear someone, or someone could just really walk in the room and just, you know, how Jesus would just change everything when he came in." Well, this is what I'd really like you to understand, that Jesus really is here, and he, if you're a Christian, if you've ever trusted him and you know him, he's with you. And he really wants to be who he is through each of us, but in the fullness and the majesty of his power and his glory and his grace, that's manifest through a body of believers. Now, this is the thing I'd like you to get. Today, during this time as you watch, when I tell you you're going to light up somebody's world, when I tell you you're going to lighten somebody's load, and when I tell you you're going to get someone out of prison, a prison that goes far beyond any prison you could ever imagine in your mind, I am telling you that every miracle you ever wished for somebody you loved or for yourself, you're about to be that miracle if you will just hear what Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, who gives us life now and forever, and if we will allow that radiant glory, that indescribable, unconditional love to flow like a river through us. You talk about brightening a day. Betty, I am thrilled that we get to talk to people who are going to become what our Father in Heaven designed us to be. And I believe Sheila Walsh is one of the greatest gifts God has given Life Outreach, us as a couple, encouraging us and blessing us in so many, but also all over this nation and all over the world. Sheila's here. Sheila, I think as you listen to me, knowing what we're going to talk about, I think I could know the wheels were turning if only they understand what James is trying to tell them. Because you talk about setting captives free. Mm-hmm. And you talk about brightening a day. We're talking about human trafficking and setting people free from trafficking where they never imagined there was any hope.
And I would honestly say as well, pause the TV for a moment and go call as many friends as you can and tell them to watch this program. This program and the content of what James is going to share is life-changing.
Well, you've been there. We've been to hell and back. And I think that we would never even want to talk about it if we didn't think people could be released from that hell. And the one thing that never fails, God says, is love. And it's love and compassion that releases people. I want you to watch this. Oh, you're going to hear God's heart. You won't just hear Sheila's or missionaries or even me and Betty. You're going to hear God's heart. But just watch this closely. But I want you to just say to God, God, whatever you want, as the loving Father you are, you share your heart not only with me today, but you share your heart through me. Watch prayerfully.
James and Betty, This is the hardest trip that I've been on with life. The situation in Southeast Asia is getting so much darker. We have been out in the streets at night and we've seen these little girls being forced into sex trafficking. And yet, to balance that, I have seen real hope.
Human trafficking is one of the darkest evils in this world. The depravity it takes to kidnap, to sell, and to rape a child is matched only by the virtue and strength needed to oppose it. Fighting such systemic evil requires a prayerful strategy. Our teams on the ground work alongside local law enforcement to rescue girls who have been trafficked into the sex slave trade by conducting raids and arresting the criminals involved. Survivors of sex trafficking have often spent years in captivity, and their minds and personalities have been altered. To restore these girls, we provide them with shelter and offer them the hope and healing only found in Christ's love. It's been said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
As I watched these kids today, I thought this actually could be the most important day in their life. This could be the day that they learn what human trafficking is all about. This is the day that they get equipped to know what to look out for, what to say no to.
In another part of the world, there's a girl entirely unaware she's about to be kidnapped and sold. But if we can reach her before the predators, we'll save her from a horrific future and completely shut the traffickers down. Reach, rescue, restore. More than words, this is a fight against hell itself.
God is moving in the darkness and saving lives, one life at a time. Please keep helping us. It's changing the world.
Sheila, as I was watching that, my heart was just pounding on the inside. How can this happen? These precious little ones. And what you said at the beginning, this was the hardest trip. Why is that?
Because they were so little. They were 12, 13 years old. And the way that they got trapped was, you know, many of them, the father's in prison, the mother's gone off with a younger man. So you're 13 and you're the head of the family. You have little ones. So you go out at night and you pick up these beer cans to sell. And then you're kidnapped and you're given a meal, but the meal's drugged. And you wake up a few hours later in a room with some man in his 50s or 60s. And they keep you for a month and they break your spirit. And they say, if you ever try and escape, we will go after your younger sisters. And that's what keeps so many of these little girls in prison, because they don't want their sisters to experience what they're experiencing.
Sheila, it's such a heavy thing just to sit here and listen to you. You know, we've got 5 granddaughters, and they're going to have now real quick our 4th great-granddaughter. Okay. Sheila, the programming that goes into a man who could use them and sell them. I mean, if money or whatever has such a grip on you that you can just sacrifice the most precious things and not bat an eye, and then when you exploit them because maybe your own appetites have been fed in the wrong way and you keep trying to get satisfied, and the Lord has said when we commit any kind of sexual immorality, we're sinning against our own body. We're doing damage we don't even understand. And I know when I looked at that one man that was just looking at this girl, I'm thinking, God, this is just a child. And yet the enemy can take us to that place. But then when you talked about what you see, when God's love starts flowing through these people, and we know the people, there was just a glimpse of them there, and we've been showing them on some of the programming, they have on these bright coats, and they're just full of courage. They're dressed up in love and compassion and courage. And they're rescuing them, oftentimes basically snatching them right out, sometimes getting them after they've drugged them with gum or something and the kids are groggy. They know what's going on and they're able to rescue them with tremendous courage. Here's what I was trying to get the viewers who are watching to understand. These bold people who are ready to march in, just like we've gone. I mean, for 20 years, Betty and I went right into hell. You're just doing it now continuously. And you know it's the love of God that carries you. But we are sent by people who watch and hear the Father's heart and extend His hands of love in support so that all these things can happen. So we couldn't go and look at that. We couldn't show it to people if we didn't know there was what I referred to that opened the program, the greatest miracle one could imagine. Mm-hmm. And you know, look, we're going to offer to our viewers this beautiful little freedom bracelet that was made by those you set free and other gifts to you just to say thank you. But see, it isn't just like they made a gift for you. They learn a trade. They learn how to have a whole new life. The things that may have gotten them trapped in the first place was a need for opportunity, a need to care for their own little brother or sister because their parents have messed up. And a lot of the parents are so poor, somebody comes along and says, we're going to train your child. We're going to get them an education. We're going to get them. And they believe the lie. And these kids don't just walk away with a stranger. They're walking right into the pit of darkness, deception and destruction, and oftentimes death. So you're smiling right now. And you're smiling because you know what the viewers can do if they get a glimpse of His glory. Yeah. And His love pours through them like a river.
And the miracles that I saw on the last trip blew me away. Here's what I didn't expect. The first time I was in Southeast Asia, spending a lot of time with these young girls, telling them, to God, you are not a number. You're a name. You have a future and a hope. What I didn't know was the pimp was listening in. When I get back this last trip, the pimp has given his life to Christ.
Wow.
And I discovered that his background, he got involved with drugs, he got involved with a gang. They threatened him. They pushed him into this lifestyle. The redemptive power of the love of God misses nobody.
So when I look at the camera and I tell the viewers, you are the miracle they prayed for. Not because you went there, and this may startle you, but when Betty and I first saw the needs of the poor all over the world, I never dreamed how powerful love could be. And Betty and I actually considered, we're going to stay here. And the missionaries with a start said, don't. It wasn't that they maybe, I know they liked you. It wasn't because, you know, this guy's overbearing. They said, please don't stay. Please go. Ask others to help so we can stay. And as Peter Pretorius said, and not just be here with a broken heart and empty hands, but with the ability to help them. Sheila, that is precisely what happens when these people that have been captured, taken prison, when they can be reached, rescued, and restored, it all happens because just what Peter Pretorius said, go ask them so we can stay. And can you confirm, as you've watched it, that if our viewers make the resources possible, that these workers are effective, that the mission outreaches work, that they do indeed find a way to begin doing something profitable, and they've done this. Of course, this can absolutely be marketed, but it's a gift they've made now to say thank you. Can you confirm that it works, that love does not fail even in this difficult situation?
You know, one of the things I've always loved most about you and about Betty is you're never out to make a name for yourself on anything, any outreach. You find out who God is using the ground, and then you underwrite that. And it's phenomenal. It makes such a difference. I mean, the people that, the last time I was in Southeast Asia, it was a hard day because I saw some of the worst things, literally like walking into the pit of hell. And I went back to the hotel room and I lay on the carpet and I sobbed. And I felt as if the Lord said, Sheila, get up and dry your face and go home and tell my people. If we could just fill a couple of planes and I could take you with me and I could show you the devastation and then the power of what love does, you would be changing lives every single minute. But what we want to do is to show you the difference. I mean, I've seen girls whose spirits have been broken, taken to our beautiful Destiny House, where they're told, you are beautiful, you are strong, you are brave. I got to lead worship at their Sunday service and to watch these little girls with their arms raised in praise. Love changes everything.
Betty, what's going on in your heart when you listen to this?
I'm sitting here listening to Sheila, and she's just explaining it so well and what the difference we can make, each one of us. And I'm telling you, if it was just one child we were showing you, it'd be worth the investment. But there's so many of them that are crying out in their little hearts. God made them too. They want a chance in life. They don't want to be just thrown around like trash and mistreated. They're being taken advantage of because they're innocent. And the evil is just overwhelming them and using them to their benefit and for their values and what they want to gain from it. But please join with us and let's reach out as a family of God and let's say, come, little children. We want to hold you safe. God wants to keep you safe, and we want to be a part of that. So please join with us, and let's do that.
Thank you, Betty, and thank you, Sheila. You know what? I just praying while Betty's talking, and I just wish you knew how special you are. I mean, you could have already changed the channel. You could have said, I want to go listen to something that just kind of helps me. Well, I just want to tell you something. I feel like Betty and I are really blessed, and we have a daughter in heaven. There's a lot of weight there. You never can really explain it. You just ask God to continue to walk through it. But the thing that I just wish you'd understand is when you listen in behalf of somebody else, see, that's what God did when he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus for you. And the same Jesus that died and we received is raised into the presence of God, but he sent another of the same kind in us. He's in us. And when you look in on a show like this and you don't look away, do you realize you're like the people that are saying, right, I want you to think about this. This is incredible. People who say, we know how important this is. It may be tough to get some people to do it, but we want to match whatever you do. Whatever you give, we're going to match it. It takes an average of $128 to rescue one and get the process of restoration started. $64 now, we reach another. They double it. And you know me. You say, James, you always try to stretch us. And I mean, if you see hungry kids and you say you can feed three, but you always ask us to try to feed 10, sure. $1,280 rescues 10. But now, because of the love of God in these people who are so moved, it now reaches 20. I think what I wanted you to sense when we opened the program is that the darkness, the depravity, the misery where they are, precious little lives. And yes, please pray for the people that are selling them. She just talked about a pimp getting saved. All the men that are being attracted there, if they just suddenly wouldn't be attracted, pray for them. There wouldn't be a market. But we can set these little ones free. And let's do it together. I want you to listen to Sheila from that place of darkness, talking about the importance of light. The light Christ is in us when we do not allow his light or his love to be covered. We let it shine. Watch.
Sex trafficking is the worst kind of prison I've ever seen. I've been in maximum security prisons. I've talked to women on death row. There is a worse kind of prison than that, and that's sex trafficking, because it is pure evil.
I have to get you a new time now, but there. Thank God you are just here on your man. Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night.
We will rise up and we will change this. and we will do it. Because think, I mean, our whole thing here at Life is reach, rescue, restore. Reach her and let her know, you know what, hey, there's a better way for you to live your life. You don't have to do this. Rescue. Go into these horrible bars and clubs and brothels and rescue these girls. And then restore them. Bring them to a place where they can learn their value in Christ. The value that God places on their life is not diminished by what they have to do every night. And because of that, we get to tell them, you are not a number. We will step in. We will say, let us be your spiritual mom and dad. Let us be your big sister in Christ. Let us be the ones who come and fight for you because you are worth fighting for.
Oh, boy, you know, sometimes I apologize for having such a tender heart, and I can't do anything about it. I don't think I'm supposed to. Gosh, I just want every one of those precious, precious people, little girls, boys, to know freedom, and we can share it. See, it's not like, it is like there's an oil, the oil in the lampstand in the tabernacle and even the temple. You know where the oil that kept that light burning came from? The people pressed the oil out of the olives, every one of them. They brought what they could. And when we started talking, Betty, to people about feeding kids, gosh, we didn't know if you would. I can't tell. I just watched a special on Mercy Ships. Little kids whose legs didn't bend. I love you, Founders and Tyler. I don't know. I love all the doctors that contribute. Listen, I don't just love the people that found it, but the people that go and do it. And see, what we're showing you, people that are right there, right on the edge of despair and hopelessness, and they're heading them off and giving them life, but they can't do it without support. So you're putting the oil in their light, the lantern. And I just want to ask as directly as I can right now, because I'm thanking God that some people rose up and said, whatever you do, I'll match it. That's how important this is. $250,000 gift was just put up to say, we'll match you. $128 is the average cost to just get the process going. You give $128, and I pray you will. If you can, you now rescue two. $64 will immediately be doubled. Don't ever think a gift is too small. Whatever it is, it's doubled. And it's huge to God, whatever it is. And it's the oil in the light of Christ in these people who are heading people off from total destruction and giving them life. They've made bracelets to say thank you. But bigger than that, we're teaching them a trade. They can make a living now. Would you right now go get a bank card or a check? Would you go online or call that number and use that card like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. But go to the phone and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We want to let all the mission workers and the outreaches know, all of those who are on the border stopping those from being taken away, you're going to give them the support. They've got the courage. They've yielded their life. Now let's give them the ability. We have some gifts to send you to say thank you. But you're going to be giving the greatest gift, the gift of life and freedom, because of the love of God flowing through you. Thank you for making that gift.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you this beautiful freedom bracelet, handcrafted by survivors of human trafficking who want to say thank you for helping those still trapped. Wear it as a wonderful reminder to pray for the outreach. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Freedom Tote. This quality canvas tote bag is made by trafficked survivors who are now learning a new trade and includes spiritual life resources such as books, devotionals, CDs, or DVDs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I wish I could help you understand. I mean, I wish I could take your hand and walk you down some of these streets. This is a place of absolute living hell. There's not one girl in these streets, and I don't care whether she's smiling and calling people in, there's not one girl here who values their life because they think, if you can be sold every night, what are you worth? Most of these girls have no education. They've never been to school. Some of them have been kidnapped from the villages they live in. Some of them were fooled and told, hey, come to the city, we'll get you a good job and you can send money back to your family. And when they get here, they're drugged and they wake up in a room and they're held for weeks and months. This is not a choice that any girl who had any sense of her value would ever choose. Because when you talk to any of these girls, they think nobody cares about them. Nobody cares whether they live or die. But we know that's not true. We know that God sees them, that God knows them, that God loves them. But the thing that's become so clear to me this trip is that if we don't help, nobody's going to help.
You know, when you started watching, you knew it was serious. You knew it wasn't about you. It was about him and you. And Betty, I just feel like God's answered prayer. I pray the phones will keep ringing, people coming through. I pray if they get a busy, they'll never let anything stop them. Because we're going to get God's arms around these precious people. Jesus gave his life to give life, but he pours that life through us. And my goodness, Sheila, I'm so grateful. I believe people are going to reach out in love.
Thank you for being the army of the Lord in the fields of the enemy. We're going to do this.
I believe it. Hey, we love you. Thank you for expressing his love.
Won't leave you recklessly. Come to me. I'll be your refuge. Hide under my wing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.